The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. You know, it's widely believed that Monday is the worst day of the week, and one which invokes a certain fear when mentioned in passing. You could be getting ready to go out on a Friday night or enjoying a pub lunch on a Saturday afternoon, but as soon as you hear the dreaded Monday getting uttered by someone nearby, that and only that is all that occupies your mind. Nothing significant even needs to be happening on that particular Monday. You could be doing exactly the same thing as you were on Wednesday or Thursday or maybe even Friday. It doesn't matter, though. Just the thought alone sends you into despair. Why? The Monday blues are synonymous with the horror of returning to work, the thought of setting your alarm for 7 a.m. for the first time in 2 days, and the dread of facing the rush hour commute. They're the reason you feel so unmotivated on your first day back in the office after a chilled weekend, why you struggle to string two sentences together, and why you sit at your desk wishing yourself to be anywhere, literally anywhere else but there. So it's no wonder it's considered the bad apple of the group, and the day which we've grown up believing we should unquestionably hate. Because, and there's no two ways about it, it's an absolute nightmare of a day. But Tuesdays are worse. Hear me out. Sure, I know Mondays are awful. I think I've stressed that enough already. But just answer me this. Are they really, unequivocally, without a doubt, the worst part of the week? No, and I'll tell you why. At least on a Monday, you're feeling refreshed from your 2-day break and feeling mostly ready for whatever the week throws at you. Even if you're not, though, you've at least got an excuse for when you're perhaps not performing to the best of your ability. Has your manager told you to buck your ideas up? If the answer's yes and it's a Monday, don't worry about it. You're clearly still in weekend mode and have plenty of time to get things back on track. If they pulled you aside for a few stern words and it's a Tuesday, though, that's a whole different ballpark. No longer do you have the excuse that you're still trying to work your way back into a routine. This is serious. Emma Privilege is a mindset coach. And this is what she says. Monday comes with a promise that they can make anything that they want out of this week, and the actions of the previous week or weekend are wiped clean, and that's done. People spend pretty much from Sunday afternoon psyching themselves up for the new start. So when they wake up on a Monday, they feel motivated to get going. Then comes Tuesday, and most motivations have gone. Bad habits are creeping in, and the reality is right there in front of them. It's Tuesday. Not only that, but on a Monday, you're eager to tell everyone about that night you went out on, or the incredible food you had at that fancy restaurant, or the episode after episode of that programme you watched in your pyjamas on Sunday afternoon. Then Tuesday happens, and you think you've got nothing to contribute to the conversation, apart from a couple of, why am I here's, and a couple of, please someone, save me from this awful day. At the weekend, we're psyching ourselves up for Monday, but with Tuesdays, there's none of that preparation. So we're often left feeling disjointed and slightly let down, and just as bleak as a Monday, which is just gone, and there's nothing you can do about it. So the next time you think you're having a bad Monday, look forward to tomorrow. Have a nice day.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.